You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We know who's going to be there on the Browns Radio Network on the pregame show. And he joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's our buddy, former Browns offensive lineman John Greco. Hi, John.
Hey.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. And, you know, thank God there's a game on Thursday, right?
Hey, dude.
Is that the way to think about it, really?
That's the way I'm thinking about it. Okay. It's been an up and down kind of emotional and mindset morning for me, you know, as working on this side of the game, and I'm sure in the locker room it's the same way. But you know, what were we gonna say?
Oh, I was just gonna ask you, you got any eligibility left? You got a couple snaps in you?
I have zero left in the tank. I'm done. and unfortunately, I don't know if I would look any better.
Well, what if they called you today and they said, "Hey, we'll give you a couple million a year." I bet you could find something in the tank.
If they called me today and said, "Listen, we'll give you $3 million cash, and we don't really care how well you do," I would maybe consider it. But outside of that, no, I'm not putting myself through that kind of stress.
Let me tell you, Mrs. Greco would have you in the car in about 30 seconds.
She might think otherwise.
That's probably true. So yesterday you have your backup tackles in, and John, it's not just the backup tackles, and there's nothing wrong with being a backup. You know, I think James Hudson and Blake Hans, two young guys who you're thinking long-term could end up being really nice players in this league. However, it also isn't Chris Hubbard. So you're playing basically your fourth and fifth tackles. What's the most difficult aspect of that for a line and for an offense?
Well, you know, for the line in particular, it's the communication. I heard Wyatt Teller in his post game comments saying that, you know, he thought that, you know, James played well, and he was just asking him and kind of trying to get reassurance. Hey, did I do this right? Did I do this right? And why it was like, yeah, man, like you did it, you know? And that's kind of the thing. It's just maybe the nonverbal communication that exists between the two starters. You can't assume that's there. You have to over communicate. And there's just a different level of communication and you can't assume anything. And everyone's technique is different. Their fit on blocks, the way they approach things, the way that they set, it's all different. It's all on an individual and unique basis. So when you're playing with a guy that, you know, fortunately for them, they had a week of preparation and practice to try to iron that out. But, you know, you play against the starter next to you and you're familiar with his tendencies and techniques. And when when someone is new with you, there's a lot that goes on. It's not just, hey, this guy's the same. It's different. So that's from the offensive line kind of, you know, under a microscope differences. And as far as the offense, you know, I've been in situations where a guy that is maybe the third or fourth or fifth option is asked to start. And you know, there's no excuses. The offensive coordinator, the play callers are operating under the assumption that, you know, you've been paying attention in meetings. You know what you're going to be doing with your assignment. Obviously, there's some limitations. They're not going to ask a guy like that that's inexperienced to, hey, let's have you drop back pass set 40, 50 times a game. I just think that's unrealistic, and that's not, you know, smart. Not saying they did that, but it didn't look like they were trying to do that. In other words, they're not asking for a guy to do too much. They're not asking too much of a guy. So that's kind of what schematically what goes on behind the scenes. But, you know, those two guys, there was a lot on their plate. And for the most part, you know, I thought they did okay. There were some things that happened, obviously, and that comes with the territory when you have backups in the game. But I do want to stress that's not the reason why they lost the game. I think you guys and I think everybody listening knows that is the case.
What's your assessment of Baker Mayfield right now?
You know, it's not good. I mean, I think he gets that. you know, he's obviously hurting. You know, I mean, the guy was in a sling, but for whatever reason, you know, he's missing guys when they're open, and when he's putting the ball on guys in a crucial situation, the balls are being broken up or dropped. So it's just not there. Do I still think this team can win with Baker Mayfield? Absolutely. Do I still think that he can be and should be the guy moving forward? Absolutely. Do I think they can win the big one with him? Absolutely. But right now, currently, in the current state of affairs of the Browns, he needs to be better. The offensive line needs to be better. The defense needs to be better. The route runners need to be better. They need to catch better. The play calling needs to be better. And then, of course, you know, there's so many things that goes with it. But Baker knows. He knows that he needs to play better, and that's kind of where I'm at with it.
When quarterbacks feel pressure, they react different ways. Baker's been reacting, I don't know, probably in the way you wouldn't want him to. It doesn't seem to me, John, and I threw this out earlier today, like when Patrick Mahomes gets chased out of the pocket, when Aaron Rodgers does, Russell Wilson, you expect, oh, wait a minute, this could be an opportunity. You know, and sometimes it looks great. When Baker gets chased out of the pocket, it doesn't feel very good. And oftentimes that ball control is a problem. What do you do about that other than protect better?
I mean, that's a big issue. When the ball's on the ground, that's a big issue. And I'm sure Coach Stefanski and the staff are trying to come up with a solution to that problem. And you're right. And you know, I'm trying to take myself back. I thought historically, I thought Baker, when he was on the move, was when he was at his best. Am I not right thinking that?
Well, it used to feel better.
It used to feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, hey, when this guy was on the move, he was extremely accurate, and you know, he was able to make plays like some of the other guys that you mentioned. So it's there. We're just not seeing it. And you know, look, he's got to take care of the football, and that's not just him. That's obviously, you said that, it's protection too, and it's about guys getting open. It's about guys when they realize that the play has broken down and they have to improvise, you know, make yourself available to them, get open. You know, it takes all 11 guys. So, yeah, that's a big problem when the ball's on the ground like that. But, you know, I don't know. I just think I don't want to him to be standing there like a statue. I like to see him trying to extend plays and find things downfield. I mean, look what he did on a Hail Mary. Obviously, that was, you know, one in a million. But, you know, he extended the play and threw the ball 65 yards down the field, and they made a great catch. So that's there. We're just not seeing it. And I wish I had the answers, but it's just we're not seeing it.
John, did you think Jeff and I had this discussion. They looked flat yesterday early on. Were they not ready?
You know, I don't know if they weren't ready. I mean, Kevin Stefanski's, his teams have always shown that they've come out and were able to answer the call. And whether they had a bad performance, it seems like they've never lost consecutive games until yesterday under Kevin Stefanski, right?
Yep.
So
regular season,
regular season. So that would lead me to believe that they're always up for the task, and he always has them ready to play. Now, they can show up and lose, but they've responded. And for them not to do that yesterday, you know, I don't want to say they weren't ready, but you're right. They came out flat. And, you know, against an opponent, look, the last two weeks you've seen arguably the best record team in the NFL, one of the best teams in the NFC. They beat the Rams. I would give it in between those two right now. And then in the AFC, you had the Chargers who got smoked yesterday, but they're going to win a lot of football games. So I just haven't seen it against the best talent. Now, I think they're ready to go into these games. I think they understand the magnitude of these games when they're playing. But for whatever reason, there's a disconnect between, you know, showing up and executing. It's just not there. And you look, they're doing things that are uncharacteristic of Browns winning football, at least in the Kevin Stefanski era, where, you know, you see in the turnovers. And really, I mean, we haven't talked about the defense yet, and maybe you're going to bring that up, but the blown coverages, you know, one a game, okay. Once one a month, okay. But multiple a game, consecutive weeks, that's an obvious issue. Where's that stemming from? So there's a lot going on, and I mean, I know you know listeners have questions. You guys have questions. No one really has the answer, but I don't think you can say they weren't ready for the game. But you're right; they came out flat, and I don't know what they need to do to have more juice or something in those openers. Like we're used to seeing, whether it's a trick play or something to get somebody involved or just something to provide a spark. We just didn't see it yesterday.
So riddle me this one. You punt the first time with the ball, and that's fine, okay? But then the next time they come down, they score a touchdown. Now they're up 7-0. And for the second week in a row, you march your team down the field into scoring position. Not necessarily a touchdown, but the opportunity to kick a field goal. And you don't, and you fail on fourth down. You know, we talk about being flat, but I think they may have – I mean, it might be self-destruction, too, that makes you flat. I can't imagine being an offensive lineman who has worked his team all the way down the field only to get to, like, the 15 and then come up short on fourth down and walk away with absolutely nothing. That's got to suck the life out of a team.
Yeah, that's frustrating for sure. And, you know, whether it's analytics or, you know, hey, do you want to go for it? Let's go for it. Everybody's going to want to go for every fourth down. I get that. But at some point, I mean, they're not good on fourth down. Let's just be frank.
Yeah, there's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line is they're not good on fourth down. So what does analytics tell you then? How about you take the points? You know, then the complexion of the game changes. And your defense says, okay, let's get a stop and give it back to the offense. Then you can go for it on fourth down later in the game. I don't know what the analytics card says in those situations. You're either all analytics or not. So that's the thing. They've shown that they're going to go for it. But at some point, when you're just not good at it and you're not executing it, maybe it's time to say, let's change our thinking just in that aspect of the game. So I'm with you guys. It's like, you know, nothing was going their way. The penalties were bad. They had pre-snap penalties. They had alignment issues. The defense was getting hosed on calls. It was just a thing where it was like these self-inflicted wounds. Everything was working in Arizona's favor. And then for them to drive down and pass up on that opportunity, I thought, obviously hindsight's 20/20, but at some point, they're going to have to say, let's take the 3 points. The field goal kicker has been terrific. So, you know, where's the give and take there?
John, the injuries are my big concern here. 3-3, not where you want to be. But there's nothing to going 7-4 for a talented team over its last 11 games. You could even go 8-3. That puts you at 11 wins on the season. I mean, that probably puts you in the playoffs. If they can hold off on these injuries and work through these, there's still plenty of season ahead where this thing could end up exactly where we want the Browns to be. And I don't mean to be, well, don't worry about it, but I think that's really true.
I agree. And that's kind of what's nice about this Thursday game, because obviously we all have to wallow in this, you know, yesterday's, and the team's doing it too. So they're putting it to bed today and moving on. And the reality of it is, yeah, they have a huge concern with injuries. I mean, the running back room's decimated. That, you know, obviously Baker's shoulder, Odell, when's Jarvis coming back? Defensively, some players that were promising, like JOK, you know, how long is he going to be out, if he's going to be out, whatever. So moving forward, you have a quick turnaround. That's kind of a blessing, but maybe a curse in disguise, because how healthy are you going into this game? And Denver, who's got their back against the wall as well, is looking at it and say, hey, this Browns team's banged up, and now's the time that we can, no time better than right now to knock them off and really put them in a hole. So that's Denver's mindset right now. They're not going to come in and just, you know, lay down and roll over. So this Browns team, if they were fully healthy, that mindset, like over these next, you know, stretch of games, like, yeah, I was confident if you look at some of those opponents. But the fact that they're so thin now, when you're having a lot of these reserve players in, I mean, I'm hopeful that they can still go out and execute. Because you look, the division all won yesterday. Everybody in the division won yesterday. They still have not played a divisional game, and that's the easiest route to the playoffs. So as long as they still take care of the division, which albeit a tough task, that's still all in front of them. But they have to get healthy one way or another. And, there's no magic wand that could be waved, but that's a major concern right now.
John, we'll listen for you on Thursday. Pre-game show, Browns Radio Network. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, John.
Guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.